Right, let's get this going. I think I already hear a voice next door, so otherwise you get too distracted there. So I am Martin van Dijk, and I'm from the Netherlands. Came all the way here to talk about Lottie and a little bit about Xamarin Media Manager in case I have time left. And tomorrow I'll be talking in a panel as well, and in the evening, or the afternoon, I must say, I will talk about MVVM Pros. So if you're interested in that, also come to that talk there. Right now I'm talking about Lottie, and this is something I've been very passionate about for a long time, namely open source. Lottie is one of the things there, a media manager. And I'm really happy that I can do this work and actually help all the people like you guys here to make better apps and help, you know, get things going. So about 1.5 years ago, I started a company called Baseflow. It's my own company, and we provide services to other companies, consulting services on Xamarin projects or other C-sharp tech. If you ever need help, then give me a ping. I'll be there. So if you have heard of Lottie, can I see some hands? Okay, so some people are unfamiliar. Who's used it in their apps? Nice. So I see two here. That's the people who are doing it right. Okay? No, joking. But so Lottie is something, it's a framework that's made by Airbnb, and you use it to create animations. And animations has been something, I guess, that a lot of you have talked about. We need to make our apps nicer, we need to look good, and maybe marketing asks for things that, you know, when they ask it, you think, that's nice, perfect, but it's going to cost me 20 hours to develop, and I'm not going to see the time back, and nobody's going to pay for that. So let's skip it this time. We'll figure it out next time. And that's what I've been hearing a lot in like real life and developing apps, and from a lot of other developers around the world as well. And let's see, is there anyone here that's been making animations from scratch on a native platform? So I guess if you've done that, then you know that it costs a lot of time and it's quite complex, right? I think so, yeah. So what Airbnb thought is that we want to have really amazing apps that perform well, that have all these animations, transitions from one screen to the other. And we want to actually hand over that work from a developer to a designer, because the designer actually knows what he wants from the animation, how it should look, the colors, the effects. And by doing that, you can just, you know, skip what the developer has to do for all those hours and developed animations and let the designer do it in After Effects, which is the tool all the designers use. You know, they use Photoshop or Sketch or whatever they use in After Effects for animations. So they thought, what if we do that and then make something that can render that animation on a mobile platform or even the web? And that's where Lottie came in. And so when Airbnb released that, I thought by myself, hey, this is actually really cool and really exciting, and I want to use it, but it's not available for Xamarin. Let's fix that. So I made bindings, first for iOS and for Android. And those binding libraries, you know, I sort of used it in an app that I developed at that time. I thought, let's make it open source, and which is something, by the way, that I recommend to anyone. Make things open source, do open source work, because open source actually makes you a better developer. It's, you know, like going to a conference like this here, you learn stuff and you get some tips and tricks that you think, oh, I'm going to use this in real life and use it in my app. Same happens with open source. You do some little issue here and there, and after a while you think, hey, but I can actually use this and translate that into what I do with my apps. So I did that, and then Forms was there. And I thought, well, it's nice that you have it on iOS and Android, but let's make an abstraction for forms so you can actually just drop it in there, use it out of the box, and really simple and easy to use. So it made a lot of sense, and Lucky also got a bit of help from community members. And with that, Lottie for Xamarin and Xamarin Forms was born. So as I said, designers can create the animation for you now. And this is something that has been saving a lot of time for myself as a developer. So as you can see here, this is our company logo, the B from Baseflow. And it's nicely animated with a couple of paths and animations. And this is something our designer put together in about 20 minutes. So that's pretty quick, right? And as you can see, I'm not a user of After Effects, but you see a couple of layers here with times and what they do. And it's really easy. If you ask a designer, they probably figure that out pretty quickly. What's also really interesting is that a lot of animations has already been made, and they are all on LottieFiles.com. LottieFiles is a website for the community where you put up all sorts of animations and icons, and you can actually also test your own animation. So if you ask a designer, he makes the animation, puts it up there, by just dropping it in, you get a QR code, and you can just test that in your own app straight away. So basically, anything is possible here in After Effects. What you gotta watch, though, is that not all features are supported. And so there's movies out there, you know, like in the theaters, like pick the latest Marvel. They use After Effects to create some of the effects there and render things. So for apps, it's actually not possible to create all those effects because the render engine doesn't support it. So what you need to do is you got to keep it mostly to 2D rendering and 2D frames and paths to make sure that actually everything can be used. So if you go 3D, that's usually not supported. So what designers do in After Effects is when they have created the animation, you install a plugin called BodyMovin. And this plugin actually allows you to export it as a JSON file. And that's sort of the magic that happens between, you know, handing it over from a designer to a developer, is that a designer can just give you this JSON file, and the only thing you need to do as a developer is put it in the app, install Lottie, and it works. I'm gonna show you that. So what you get if you render your animation is you get a HTML file where you can just look at it on your computer or on the web, and you get the actual JSON file there. So the end result looks something like this. Not sure if you can read that, but maybe not. So this looks pretty hard to read, but Lottie translates all of these paths to the render engine and will draw it on your screen. So what's actually supported? There's a whole list available on Airbnb on the documentation. But in general, as I said, keep it to 2D. Keep it simple. Doesn't mean that it can be beautiful, but keep it simple with not too many paths or layers. So your animation will actually still perform, because if you put in too many layers, I'm talking about hundreds then, the app actually has to render all of that at the same time, and it will cost a lot of CPU or GPU power, and yeah, that will probably slow it down. So how do you actually use it? Well, I already said it's simple, but do you want to know how simple? It's really, you create an app, go to File, New Solution, add the Lottie package from Nougat, add in an animation, and build it, and there you go. It will just work. That is what makes this so beautiful. And I was actually thinking before I was making this presentation, it's like all these people that are coming to watch, they think like animations are complex, how do you do this, and what can I actually show? I was like, it's so simple that there's actually not a lot to explain about it because it's so simple. But let's have a look at it. So this is the code you would use for a typical forms application to add animation. So you put in the animation view, that's the forms in front of it, which includes the namespace in the top, and that's it. So let's have a look. Gonna see if I can make this a bit bigger. There you go. So I've got the Lottie repository, got that opened here in Visual Studio, and there's samples in here for forms with all the different projects and for native. And yeah, let's just get started with the native one here. And I actually have that on here. So as you already can see in the top, there's an animation with the Lottie logo. And this sample app is also available in the Play Store and in the Apple Store. So you can just download it and try out some of the animations. Or if you make it yourself, you can scan it and try it out. So what I want to do is just show you here from the list. So this is something you would maybe use in a banking app or sort of a chart to load it up, show how you know, while you load up your data in the background, show something that means something to the user, that adds something to their experience. And this is something that makes it fun for users to use your app, because that's, you know, sometimes what's missing if you're making sort of a boring enterprise company app. You want to add like these little things that make it fun and nice for your users to use the app, and they think like, wow, this is actually a cool app. And there's more available, so if we just take a look at another one. Say you were loading up pictures from the device and you need to upload that to the server. Imagine using something like this. The user will instantly feel that the app is fast because while it's uploading to the server, it will show this animation, and when it's done, it will sort of explode. So what you can do is you can do a lot of effects with these animations. You can actually play them, you can pause them, you can also play little segments from the animation. Say you want to play from 20% to 40%, then pause it, do some other action, and continue playing. So what you got to do in your head is sort of think about the possibilities there. Because what you could do is you could have a, for example, a checkbox animation where it sort of like checks it off. But if you stop that at 50% where it's fully checked and reverse it, then you could actually make the whole animation full. Well, so when you click on it, you only play the first bit, it checks it, and then we click it again, it will unload. So this is sort of the thing that you gotta work in your head, like how do I actually bring this over to my designer so that he also works with those animation paths. So as I mentioned, Lottie Files is basically my source where I get 95% of the animations from. I'm just going to show it here. So as I said, this is from the community. There's a lot of animations on here. Like a thumbs up like button. Very useful in a lot of use cases. A loading indicator. same story. So since we're in America, let's use the American flag. And what you can do, you see here the URL. So what I usually do is I take the URL, I go back here, paste it in, load it up. Here we go. It's now natively rendering on device the animation that was made by someone else. You didn't need to do anything for that. It's a looping video now at the moment, which makes it sort of look like it's infinite. And that was, what, like 5 seconds work? Who here thinks he can actually do that? Yeah? Yeah, exactly. That's a good question here. So this is one of the ways I would test if an animation is working. So as I said, not everything is supported. We can go to the docs here to look at the list. So this is all the supported features. You see Android, iOS, Windows, and the web. And yes, for example, Polystar is not supported on Windows. No idea what Polystar is, by the way, but whatever.
What is a multi-point star?
Oh, it's a multi-point star.
Yeah, but 20, 50, 1,000,
you really
better.
Ah, okay, so it sort of stars out.
Or here, if you put too many there.
Okay. So you can find it all back here, but in reality, sometimes you just got to test it, try it out, see if it works or not. Also see if it scales or not, because one of the advantages is, and I think that some people have been trying that, to make animations using GIF files. And they animate, right? But what it doesn't do is scale. Because if you have, say, a UTS iPad Pro or whatever, and you put a tiny GIF file in, then it will, you know, be huge and all blurry and pixelated. You don't want that. So this is all vector based. Another thing is that it's also hardware accelerated. So the render engine will actually take this file and render it natively on the device. So the cool thing is that with this sample app that's fully Xamarin made, you can use it from disk, from the internet. There's a lot of samples included. And you can use the QR code. I'm not sure if that's working right now. I don't know. So as I already told, you got to talk to your designer to see how you can actually use that with the animations and how to, you know, work with them when you can complete something and complete the animation, work further. One scenario that's actually very fun is typing in and animating what you type. This is maybe something you didn't think of yet, but so I'm gonna just say hello. And as you can see, the letters animate in. So if I just put some more in. Doesn't that look fun? Might not be useful in every app, but it looks fun. So just giving you a quick demo of iOS as well. Here we go. And so we got a slider here. And we can actually see here how you can see every single frame that's rendered individually. And you can pause it, play it, go further, go faster, whatever you want. So that's basically how you create a Lottie animation and how you use it. And if you want to actually bind to all these things like playing, stopping, when you finish, when you click on it, there's a lot of things that are available in the forms library. So as you can see here, you bind to a command and you do your thing what you want to do after that. So think about the possibilities there, and Yeah, be creative. So what if you have those animations, but you want to go further and you want to actually play a video, because animations only go so far. So that's where Media Manager comes in. And this is just another little project that I've been working on, and I'm very excited about it because videos enable you to deliver a rich experience for your user to, you know, provide native controls, provide native, basically native visual effects to your app. And what you need to think about is how you want to let the user play with that. Let the user experience it, because in one situation, Lottie would make sense, while in another one, Media Manager would make sense. And it depends on what you want to make. So as I said, 3D effects are not supported in Lottie, but you can actually render an MP4 file with 3D effects, with whatever you want, and export that and play it through Media Manager. And this is something that supports even more scenarios, because, and I'm going to show this, you can now actually provide notifications to your user that will say play, pause, next, all the things. And this is a library that enables a lot of use cases that go beyond simply playing something, and I want to show that as well, because what you get here is you get a queue. So in the queue, you can add multiple files, multiple media files, and a user can actually control them, or you can control them, and you will get feedback from the queue about things that are happening. If an item is finished, you can go to the next. Also, you get status updates, so you know if you're playing, if you're buffering, if you're loading, and according to that, you can give updates to the UI, give a spinning indicator if you're loading, for example. So how do you do it? Just as simple as Lottie. It's actually one line. So two samples in the top there, one for audio, one for video. As you can see, they both use the same API. One extension is MP3, one is MP4. And this actually supports a lot more than that. So you can actually play live streams. You can play YouTube files. You can play DES, HLS, smooth streaming, for example, from Azure Media Services. And this is something that I've been working on together with Brandon. Brandon is also here, he's one of the Azure advocates. And we're going to release a packet soon where you can, with one line of code, stream from Azure Media Services to your app in any format you want. And this can be live streaming or just static files. And what it actually will do in the cloud on Azure, it will look up properties that you give back from your device. And with that, will render it in the size and in the quality that you want. So say that your device is quite small. You don't need like this enormous video with a lot of detail, because you can't even see it. The pixels are not there. So why not render that on the cloud, use all that power that's available in Azure, and then stream that to your device. And this makes it possible to also really optimize loading times. For example, yeah, if you have a big video file, hundreds of gigabytes, that would normally cost quite a while to sort of like buffer up and load it up and then play it to the user. That whole file will just be optimized to your device, a couple of megabytes loaded in, and get you playing much, much faster. So down there, we see a couple of other playing options. So you can give in a media item. And a media item is something that covers all the properties of a media file. So you have artist, album, all the different sort of ID tags that are in your file. And with that, you can show it to the user. It will be used for notifications. And you can modify it if you want. With the Media Manager, you are in control. So it has all the APIs to play, pause, seek, step forward, and yeah, all different options for you. The thing is with media is that it can be difficult to handle the situations that can happen. Say that your app has a video or audio file playing, and your user goes to the background. What do you want to happen? Do you want to have it continue playing? Do you want to pause it? Do you want to show a notification in the top on Android? On iOS, for example, you can sort of swipe down, and there's like this menu where you have controls in it. That's something that's not out of the box as a developer. You normally need to add code. With Media Manager, that's already done for you, and you can just use it. Or disable it if you don't want it. That's also possible. Just one property to enable or disable these sort of things. So as I said, there's information available on the media file. And there's also information available about the player itself. So if you're playing, you will see that properties will be automatically updated with the state, with the position, how much is buffered, how long the track is, the duration. And you can change, repeat, and shuffle to make a file go looping, or to, if you have multiple, you can say shuffle is true, or put the shuffle mode to all, and then it will automatically for you shuffle all the items. If you unshuffle it, it will also come back to the original list. Everything is done there for you. So what you want to do is you want to act up to all these changes that are going on with the state and with items that are playing. So there's event handlers available for that, and you can basically just hook into one of them. So what I use, I make one of my sort of little side projects. I make a media app where I use this. And when you're buffering, you want to show how much is buffered and how long the total track is, so you can sort of see what's going on. So you just hook into the buffer chains event, and when that's triggered, you will get out there how much it actually is. And according to that, you set a certain percentage on your UI. So it's very useful there. So how do you edit? It's quite easy. In native, you add a video view to your layout. On Android, you find it and you say mediamanager.current.mediaplayer, and video view is that player. Very simple. iOS, same story. On forms, it's even easier. On forms, you add the forms control. It will automatically hook up to the player and attach it to the media player and will show the video to the view. Why is it working like that? It's actually because, imagine you have a list of items and you're scrolling down. It's a list of videos, right? But you can only play one at a time. So you want to actually change while you're scrolling from video view to video view. And this way, you can just scroll and attach a new player every time you come into the sort of the screen. And that way, you can make it very performant and reuse a single player to actually attach to the UI. So let's have a look. We go back here. And I've got a sort of simple sample app that shows all the different formats, so you can test that if it's possible to actually play it. So let me see what we got here. I'm just going to play a simple MP4 file first. Let's hope the internet's good enough. It seems so. It's nice. And here we go. Video is playing. Streamed live from the internet, and a cat is running around. Isn't that amazing? yeah, we just need to see this. No, just kidding. So as I said, it provides controls. So here we have the notification area, and you get the title, you get a subtitle, and different controls if there's anything next in the queue. And the user can use that to stop the player or go to the next one, skip forward in it. And this sort of gives a very native look and feel to your app. Imagine Spotify or whatever you might be using. That's the sort of thing that all these guys have included in their apps. So if you want to make the next Spotify, use this plugin, okay? Maybe you will be rich one day when you make that competitor. You never know. We can also look at live streaming. So this is a test stream from Apple, and they live stream this all the time. And this is actually HLS. So HLS is, not sure what it stands for, but it's an adaptive rate of playing a mechanism. So what that means, it can actually start off very small, couple of bytes, low quality, and as it buffers, it can scale up the quality and stream that to the user. Because then you get immediate starting of the file, immediate playing, and it will scale up the quality as soon as it has that initial buffering in. So it makes a lot of sense, but it can be very hard to implement if you don't know what you're doing. With this, you get it out of the box. Let me show you that on iOS as well. So as you can see, plays the same thing. Hey, I actually lost sound on this one. It's good. You can also go forward, and it's already buffered again. Go full screen. Go back. Adjust the sound. So all these sort of controls, adjusting the sound, going full screen, having the seek bar, you can all customize that yourself to make it look like how your apps look. And this actually enables you to make a very rich experience for your app. So as I told about, it also enables you to go in the background. And I'm working on a couple of new features there as well. So what it's going to be next, I'm going to enable on Android picture-in-picture. So you can, don't know if I know any examples right now. I don't think YouTube does it, but some apps does it. You get like this sort of floating window with a video where you can, Netflix does it? Right. YouTube Premium, right, that's a good one. And this is something that also comes out of the box soon, that you can just keep on playing in that little frame. You can go browsing, do other stuff, and it will keep on playing so you still hear the voice and the sound. What you can also do is authentication. So what I usually use are authentication headers. And when you set them on the plugin, it will automatically be picked up by the streaming file, and authentication will be handled for you. I guess I've gotten a couple of feature requests about more advanced authentication, and I'm looking into that, and hopefully there's one to come there. So there's notifications, there's queue management, metadata on the files that you can look at, and there's much more. So I would recommend to actually try this out and look at it on GitHub. It's all open source, Lottie and Media Manager, and as I said, doing open source really helps you to understand things better. And if you feel like it, I would appreciate a pull request or a feature request. Always appreciate that. And with this, I think that these two plugins really make it possible to make beautiful apps. make it stand out from the rest of all the apps that are out there. It's really easy to use. As I said, one line of code, drop it in, it's there. You can customize it to your look and feel, and this really enables code reuse. Because if you had to do all of that yourself, well, we have thousands of lines of code, and now it's just one. So that's it. I hope you learned a lot today. And yeah, thank you. Questions?
Do you have a list of all support formats on GitHub?
Yeah, I can just pull it up here. So this is the GitHub repository for Media Manager. If you scroll down, there's platform-specific features. And here you can see, for example, that HLS and, HLS is supported on Android and all the Apple platforms. But Dash, for example, is only supported on Android. So you can see the features here. And the plan is to extend the feature set here. It's I'm making things on demand, to say so, or the demand and popularity of issues. That's sort of what it looks like. So if you want something to have more attention, give a thumbs up or a heart on GitHub, and makes me look at it more. Sorry? I actually don't know. So, yeah, it's on Tizen, it's quite experimental at the moment. So there's a proof of concept that works. And I was talking to the Tizen team earlier, and they're looking into expanding it a bit more to actually provide all the features that the rest have on Tizen. Yes, yes, exactly. So I can show that up here on the top, what's been used. So on .NET Standard and Forms, that's the common shared abstraction. On Android, Exaplay is used, which is a library by Google, which is optimized for video playing and audio playing. On iOS and all the other platforms on Apple, AV Play is used. Tizen has Media Play, which is their class for it. And on Windows, there's Media Player. And the video uses Media Element there.
Do you have any plans for implementing the Media Manager?
I guess that is very easy once the implementation for Tizen itself is done. It should be, yeah, it's set up that implementation for forms is a couple of seconds work. So yeah, that's definitely on my radar. Other questions?
Do you have plans for closed captioning or subtitle support?
Closed captioning?
Oh,
subtitles, yeah, right. That is sort of possible, but what you gotta do is you gotta set that on the native player itself. And I can show you here in the README. Let's see where that section is. Yeah, here. So what you can do is you can access the native platform directly from the, that was popping up. From the code, as you can see here, is it big enough? You can put in crossmediamanager.android, Apple, Windows, whatever, and that will give you straight access to the native APIs. So that will give you, for example, if you do on the Apple site, you do Apple.player, and that will give you the AV player that's used. On that, you can set subtitles, but you need to do it for every platform specifically. So I think a very good feature request would be to put that up as an issue if you want to say make a cross-platform API for subtitles, and would be happy to look into that. All right, any more? I don't think so.
Oh. I have a question about the lock-in and also the support. Yeah.
Yes, it's the support for Tizen there is been merged in, and the updates will be available in a couple of days.
Oh,
yeah. So it's there. Code is already there. All right, thank you very much, and hope to talk to you later.